This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Today in Sacramento, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be sworn in as the 38th governor of California. He is the state's first governor to win office in a recall election. The rare spectacle of Governor Gray Davis being ousted by voters midterm and Schwarzenegger's international celebrity has drawn nearly as much attention to his inauguration as the swearing-in of a president, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
There will be no inaugural ball. The Schwarzenegger team says the swearing-in ceremony will be brief, simple and dignified, low-key. Or at least as low-key as an event attended by 8,000 people can be. Last week, construction began on a platform and risers for the affair on the west steps of the Capitol building. About 500 of those in attendance later today will be media, coming from as far away as Australia, Japan, and, of course, Austria.
It's exciting. It'll be a new day and a new governor and new leadership in California.
Karen Hanready is a spokeswoman for the Schwarzenegger transition team, which has had only 6 weeks or so to hire the men and women who will run a state of 35 million people. The last couple of weeks, appointments have been announced almost daily. Those who will serve the new governor are mostly Republicans, though he's named some Democrats and independents as well. Also, about half the appointments are women. Karen Hanready says Schwarzenegger's staff will have the same diversity that he sought in his campaign advisors.
When he had, for instance, Warren Buffett and George Shultz together on his economic advisory team, they had oftentimes diverse viewpoints on how we should handle the economy, but they worked well together, hand in hand.
Schwarzenegger may discover that's not the case, however, when the task is governing rather than advising, says political analyst Sherry Bebich-Jeffy of the University of Southern California.
We may find a lot of debating going on, a lot of bickering going on, and that means he will likely listen to all sides and then think about it and come to his own conclusion. That's fine, but you can't do that with lightning speed. And quite frankly, one of the things that got Gray Davis was the fact that he appeared to be diddling and indecisive. And Arnold Schwarzenegger cannot risk that perception.
One issue that seems ripe for conflict is the environment. Schwarzenegger's team touted the appointment of career environmentalist Terry Tamminen to head the state's Environmental Protection Agency. But then the new governor stirred up controversy by naming pro-business Republicans to other environmental posts, including James Branham, a spokesman for the Pacific Lumber Company.
Pacific Lumber is one of the worst polluters in the state of California.
So says Bill McGavern of the California Sierra Club.
So putting their spokesman in as the number two person at the Environmental Protection Agency is really taking someone from one of the worst special interests and giving him a position of responsibility that he should not have.
That may be a fight for another day. Right now, economic issues top Schwarzenegger's agenda. After he's sworn in today, he plans to immediately roll back the car tax, which was recently tripled by the Davis administration. Then he plans to call a special session of the legislature to focus on workers' compensation reform and the budget shortfall. The special session begins tomorrow, but Jenny Oropesa, the chair of the Assembly Budget Committee, has no idea what the governor plans to propose.
I have not had any contact from his people. I sent a letter offering our services in terms of providing any kind of background on the budget that they might need, but really did not receive a response.
One possible budget plan would have Schwarzenegger asking the legislature to approve a ballot measure allowing the state to sell $20 billion in bonds that would paper over the deficit. But Oropesa and other Democrats are skeptical about the state's taking on that much debt. But Schwarzenegger's decisive election victory means that the Democratic majority in the legislature will have to find a way to cooperate with him, says Republican political analyst Alan Hoffenblum.
There's going to be around 15 Democratic legislators that are going to find out that Arnold Schwarzenegger carried their district. So there's going to be a lot of incentive for a lot of these Democratic legislators to figure out some way to work with that new governor. So I'd be very surprised if Arnold Schwarzenegger is not going to be able to put together, particularly in the early periods of his administration, a working majority in that state legislature.
Hoffenblum says the recall outcome showed that voters want less partisan politics and more action, and they showed they're willing to make elected leaders who disappoint them pay the price. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.